Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We're back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Bloodbino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there? Love y'all. Bless you.
It's all good. Tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. And we just want to give love to everybody, all the supporters, all the fans, you know, all the sponsors, Man UNG Records, One Step Ahead, Detective Agency, who you got, River's Edge, Bar and Grill, Risk Entertainment, Push and Dope Production, Oxford Street, Two Squad, everybody, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else that's just fans and new supporters, we got love for you guys too, and we hope you guys enjoy the show, and we hope you guys keep tuning in tonight. You know, we got special guests, Man UNG, Thursdays, on the music industry discussion, and it's all good, and it's all love, and he should be calling in a little while. If not, it's still all good, but right now, we're going to do it moving, and we're going to keep it moving into the show, and I'm going to support and do like I'm supposed to, and let everybody know. In order to contact with Put 'Em On Blast Radio, just email us 1 to 3 tracks, and a photo to putemonblastradio@gmail.com. And that's PUTEM on Blast Radio at gmail.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Hit the like. You could hit us up on Twitter at Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, just follow us on there, and it's all good. And we want to give love and shout out to Cuzzolo Inc. for making the Raw Dog Music Cuzzolo Mask. Once again, much love to C-Lim and the whole Cuzzolo Inc. team out there. We see you guys, Brandon Mills. All you guys got much love out there. You know, any and everybody who's been showing love to us, y'all get love. Y'all know who y'all is. And the real loyal people, y'all got love too. And it's all good. And No Face, Shadow Man, you and Amy got love last night. If people missed it, that was on them. But we had a tribute for No Face, Shadow Man. And we just held it down for him. And we played nothing but No Face. And we had it rocking, and then we had a special guest, No Face. He called in and ended the show for us, and, you know, it was all good. It was all live. So, you know, that's how we do it over there. Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We give you that chance. We support. We show our love, our gratitude, you know, for everybody, and we just expect the same back to us, you know. But for now, it's all good, and we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to get into the song right here, Young Wax, Ooh Wee, featuring Roscoe from DPG, and you heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
What up? I don't even know what year it is, but we rock. And we flow. So let's go. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you want credit for this one?
Play this in the summertime, wintertime, anytime. Blowing good weed and we stay up on the grind. I'ma keep rapping till I can't breathe. Coming full seas, trying to feed the streets what they need. This how we do it in the town, in the city. No entourage, just some real niggas with me. This is for the old schools, this is for the classics. Straight from the underground, push it to the masses. Young Wax, Cali Black, and the homie Scully. You know what's going down when I'm fucking with my brody. Keep it 100, stay humble, stay hungry. We ain't tripping off nothing, we trying to get some money. Been grinding, oh so long. Time to let the whole world hear my songs. One love to the dead and gone. And we not stopping until we on.
This ain't nothing but the feel good music.
Yeah.
Gonna overdose of better, yeah, the beauty.
Kicks there and flaps, that's the way the West do it. My music and me. Without it, I don't know where I would be. Trying to get rich and live out this
name.
Ooh-wee.
Yo, Tony Maxilla. Tony Montana with the loaded Mac Miller. Rackzilla, Sackzilla on the tour bus, just rolling that killer. On the top bunk, just folding my thriller. Holy got killer, fuck shit, my nigga. Ringtone it, dial tone it, download it. Blackberry, my touch, iPhone it. I'm OG, I can to do this shit blindfolded. Young Wax, J Stone, Cali Black, Squad Tech. We in the zone with a Cali sack. And me, I stay strapped with the chrome on my back, just in case niggas act like they don't know how to act. Welcome to Phoenix, Bird City. Come hit the herb with me, the chips, the curb with me, swerve with me, sip the syrup with me, and get served with me. I'ma hit the strip club with a couple skirts with me. Let's go.
This ain't nothing but the feel good music. Going to overdose of better, yeah, the music.
Kicks there and claps, that's the way the West do it. We. My music and me, without it I don't know where I would be. Trying to get rich and live out this dream. We.
In the studio late night, trying to write a bomb rap. We got a loud, you might catch a contact. Get no bigger, you still my nigga. T-shirt, Levi's, I'm a real West nigga. Somebody buy that Chronica. Hustle all night, insomnia. Henny in my cup, blaze up another wood. We do it for the streets, we do it for the hood. We got it back cracking, man, you know it's been a minute. No, we ain't gang banging, we just representing. Had to pay my dues, never overnight. Grind full time, music is my life. That's the ooh-wee, throwing up 2 P's. Stacking my cheese, keeping it OG. Ain't slept in 2 weeks, main on the beat. Y'all remain sleep, we still coming with.
This ain't nothing but the feel good music. Going to overdose of better, yeah, the music.
Kicks there and claps, that's the way the West do it. We. My music and me, without it, I don't know where I would be. Trying to get rich and live out this dream. We.
Yeah. We back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Young Wax out of Phoenix, Arizona, out the Southwest. Everybody, please go out, show that man some love with his song called Ooh Wee featuring Roscoe. And please, like I said, support that man. That's a friend of mine. He's hot. He's been out there. He's on YouTube. He's everywhere. Just go out and show your love and show your support, and it's all good. And I want to give a couple links out to CuzzaloInc.com. That's CuzzaloInc, CuzzaloInc.com. You know, and everybody go out and show him support. Go get your mask. Go get all your Halloween masks for any event. Go out, support No Face on Twitter, No Face Shadowman on Twitter, Reverb Nation, Facebook.com. Find No Face Shadowman everywhere. And just, you know, support all these different artists and support Kimmy Timone, my co-host, support Raw Dog Music, all that, and go out and get that Mr. Simpson, D-Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Simpson, you know, volume one, and that's a banger right there, too. But right now, I gave all my love and all my shout-outs, and everybody out there, you know, do the right thing, stay in school, do what you're supposed to do, and stay away from fake haters. And stay away from fake people, and you don't have to talk and mix and mingle with everybody. Trust me, you don't, because it gets you nothing but trouble, and it gets you nowhere. But that's my message to everybody. But right now, like I said, we're going to keep it moving, and we're going to get into this caller and see what's good. Hey, what's
yo,
up, caller?
Yo, it's the
live.
Big homie,
Put them on blast radio.
What up, homie? This is the big homie, Mad Man.
Mad Man.
It's all good. You got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, all day, every day. And, you know, I'm just on here letting everybody know it's Thursdays. They know it's normally music discussion, music industry discussion. And we just talk about all kind of different music industry discussions. But I've been giving shout-outs and giving people's little hookups and letting people support like they're supposed to do and just telling people what we've been doing. And I just want to let everybody know about this music industry. You know, it has to be a change somewhere because it's a lot going on right now. See what I'm saying? It may not seem like it is because of all the, all the glorifying things that everybody, that keeps people blinded, and they don't see what's behind all that, and things be going on, and it makes it harder for an artist or anybody pertaining to entertainment trying to do what they got to do when you got all these issues that's out there, when they got jealous-hearted people that either want to do what you want to do, or they can't do what you do, or they wish they can do what you do and don't know how to get in that position to do what you do. So that's why they hate and act the way they do, which is not cool. So that's what my thing is about this music industry discussion, about why it really is hard to get in the industry. I know we talked about being hard in the industry throughout certain ways, but on a more detailed basis, it's really like issues in like your neighborhood, your environment, your community. See what I'm saying? If you don't have that motivation around you and your hood is covered with a black cloud all the time, it don't make you want to really pursue with what you got going on. But if you can get a door open to talk to somebody, hopefully you know how to handle your own and talk for yourself, so that way this person or these people can help you get to where you got to go with your career, so that way you can try to move out of that environment so you don't have to be around all that negativity. Because too much negativity will hold you back from doing what you got to do. It'll really frustrate you a lot. And I just don't understand why people is like that in the world. And that's just my talk, my thought on the music industry discussion today, man. So that's where we're going to be touching bases on, because I know there's a lot of things going on with people and people trying to make it, and it's another year. It's almost summertime, springtime. It's going to roll right around the corner. Summer is right there down the street. See what I'm saying? Then it'll be a half a year. People are like, man, I'm trying to come out. I want to bust out. Summertime coming. I want to do it big. I want to let everybody know I got talent. I got a new song, a hot video, or, you know, I got whatever it may be that they're doing in their lifetime, in their career pertaining to music or entertainment. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It's just really hard because I can get deeper off into it, but once if I get deeper off into it, it's just going to frustrate me, which is going to piss me off, and I don't want to get pissed off by thinking about certain things. But in that aspect, how do you feel about people in the neighborhood trying to keep people back from being successful in whatever they're trying to do in their lifetime?
You hit it right on the point, right on the dot. Starts in the house, too, man. A lot of people be hating on you in your own house, you know what I'm saying? In your own family, you know what I mean? Then the block, then the neighborhood, you know what I mean? So then when you hit, by the time you hit the industry, you meet a mean judge. They usually shut the artist down, you know what I mean? They'd be like, you had hard to come up here, but your song sucked. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's going wild, you know? And then that make an artist groomed to be an ungrateful artist. By the time they run into a person that's actually real, that's going to show them some love in the field, they don't even know when the love is there. Like me and you, right? We both go on radio stations, and we put it down for these unsigned artists, and we put our career on the line and are kind of on pause to run a new career, which is our radio stations, and we tell artists, hey, look, you can get played on our radio station, man. You can get an interview, this, that. They rush us quick, bam, get their song played, get an interview. And we never hear from these cats no more. They don't come back support. You know what I'm saying? You can't even get them cats on the radio, you know what I'm saying? But you can get their people to follow you and get in. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of ungrateful artists out here also. I'm putting them on blast tonight, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people out there that's down out of the blue, you know what I'm saying? So once you step out of your neighborhood, you'd be like, okay, boom, it's a new world out there, and these people down for me, you know what I mean? Don't even know me. And I've been down with these cats around here 10 years, and they won't even buy my CD or get down with me or support my show or nothing. They want me to give them a CD for free, you know what I mean?
And I wonder why is that.
Yeah,
I wonder why
there's a lot of negativity around there, you know?
No, I mean, like, why is it? Here, I know it's like this around the world, but here in the United States, why is it that the people here where we live at, the people you're raised with, from family to friends to enemies, haters, whatever you want to call them, why is it that in your neighborhood people and in your city do not want to support their people that live there? Why is it that the people want to hate on them and won't buy nothing from these people? Is it that they feel like the people where they come from, is it that, like, say, an older man, you may say an older man who got a nice job, but, you know, he was raised in that neighborhood all his life for, like, 50, 60 years, but he don't want to support nobody from the city because he feel like, oh, it's a bad city, I'm from the ghetto, and you guys live here, so you guys are just ghetto. I know how you guys are, so why should I support you when I can support somebody that lives outside? Why is that? Why do you think people do that?
I got a major good reason why, man. No disrespect to people out there that's listening, but I'm going to give it to you rough and raw. That's what Rough Dog is about, all right? We put them on blast tonight. Madman is on one. Look, the Muslims teach the black Americans in America the real in life. They compare a lot to the Bible / Christian life. Mm-hmm. But the reason why, kind of, sort of, in an opinion, all right, there's many different opinions out there, but this one right here is that black people have been taught self-hatred. All right, it's like they got a three-rule color, dark, brown, light. Now, back in the day, if you was dark, you was a jigaboo, you wasn't nothing, people didn't like you. So our culture, we didn't like her. You see a big, fat, black girl, like, no disrespect to my black queen, my sister Precious, that played in the movie, everybody want to diss her, and they want to say that this lady over here is so fine. Jennifer Lopez or something like that, because they got this rule, the three-color rule, the dark, the brown, the white. If you're with a dark girl, you can cheat on her a million times, go to jail, prison, all that. When you get out, she's still down with you. A brown girl, a brown person or whatever, they be down with you all the way till you cross them, then they turn into a mean person / punk-ass nia or a bitch, all right? Mm-hmm. And the light-skinned person, their brothers and sisters, when they see a red bone, they think she's fine because she's red bone or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, and a red bone is never faithful to a brother. They can walk right up out of the house and right up on you while down the street, a million cats trying to get at them. You know what I'm saying? That's just a part of the three-rule color where, you know what I'm saying, we're hating on each other automatically. As soon as a nigga see each other, oh, man, you think he all that because he's rolling in a Bentley. Or a female, like, she ain't all that just because she bottom heavy. People are just tripping. Our culture, we was nothing like that. We were slaves. We used to pick the cotton field, go back home. Our feet was hurt. We was happy to sit down at the table and we eat a bowl of rice together and pray together, all that. Nowadays, a big separation. Yo, this dude's song is tighter than your song. This dude's lyric is tighter than your lyric. That's why we running with my mans over here. But this dude, just because his song is tight, don't mean he was more loyal. This dude right here was loyal. You know what I'm saying? So this self-hatred, like you said, when we do our shows, man, we need to start talking about self-hatred, banging on these artists out here to be more grateful, not ungrateful, and understand what hip-hop is really created for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand that, man. I'm right with you.
Yeah.
I understand.
See, and I feel like, you know, I'm not going to blame nobody. I'm not even going to go that route. I'm not even going to blame nobody for putting thoughts in nobody's head. So I'm just going to say it's the devil when somebody thinks bad. See what I'm saying? It's the devil that's in the person. Don't blame the person, the actual human itself. Blame the devil that's in the person that's causing them to act a certain way and do things. So try not to be so mad at that individual, even though it's hard. See what I'm saying? But by me saying that, I'm saying is black people in my, even though it's in all races, but we talking about us. And we have, like, them in a one-track mind where we plan, like you said, where we see another black person with a thin, like, oh, why you got that, or why the bottom half like that. It's like our minds is programmed like that. We're born to think like that, and it don't make sense. And it's like we have to stop thinking like that, programming our mind to automatically be jealous hearted. That's the only thing I can say. That's all it is. It's like envy. It's not
like
it's not even confused. It's just like be happy. It's like be happy for the other individual.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Be happy for somebody else's success, because your success will come to you too. It's just in a matter of time. I understand everybody wants their stuff right here, right now, because everybody else around them is getting something, and it seems like everybody in the neighborhood is getting something brand new.
Everybody.
But you. See what I'm saying? That's just the way the devil wants you to see it. See what I'm saying? When they really get played out of pocket, because as soon as you get something new or get something good, it seems like all the people that's around you that was happy they got something, now they all looking at you mad like, now they like, what the hell, like, why he got that all? He riding clean. But you guys got 22s, 24s, all kind of stuff, big old fancy so-called jobs, and you just got your income tax, and you bought you a new little wardrobe or whatever the hell, got you a new girl. See what I'm saying? It don't, all that don't even matter. That's material stuff. But like I said, everything comes and goes. And if we just quit thinking, being simple-minded, if we quit being simple-minded, then it would be all right. See what I'm saying? It would really be all right, because when you wake up in the morning, you wouldn't come outside and just think badly. If you program your mind to think more positive instead of negative, you, like I said, when you come outside, you'll come outside instead of coming out and be like, oh, who got shot today? Or what bad news am I going to see? I know something happened. See what I'm saying? Or somebody call you all, what they got to say. I know they got something bad to say. See what I'm saying? But if you don't think like that, you'll get good news. Come outside like, oh, today's going to be a good day. Come outside, this feels good. You know, I'm going to have a positive day, and you go out and have that positive day. And you do what you got to do and make positive things happen. If negativity comes to you, try to get away from it and, you know, do what you got to do and keep that negative away from you and keep that stress from around you. But Kimmy Simone sitting here.
What's up, man?
What's up, Kim Simone?
You know, it's real deep right now. Tonight is a deep session. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to what y'all were saying, and to me, I'm like an emotional person, and I just feel like nobody's trying to negotiate, and nobody's trying to compromise. Nobody's trying to support each other, you know, regardless of the wrongs and the rights, what we believe in, what we don't believe in. People are just going with what they want to go with. And that's why, man, we can't get nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We can't get nowhere, bro. So it's like, to me, I feel like everybody got to strive and make truth in what they're saying. Promises is made to be broke, but don't break them and don't make them. Just believe in what you believe in. Say what you're going to say. Do what you're going to do, because right now we are lost, man. These people are trying to sink us into a hole that we cannot get out of. And it ain't about that. Straight up.
That's the truth, brother.
Yeah, I ain't lost. She's talking about certain people in the world, but I ain't one of them people, because I know my mission and I know my purpose that's here. See what I'm saying? And I'm trying to tell people my purpose is to help people like I'm doing. See what I'm saying? I do music, I do entertainment, but I'm here to help people get on the right track and help them through their issues. See what I'm saying? Like certain personal issues to motivate them as a motivator. See what I'm saying? I noticed that over time. So when I started this radio station, it was to give back. Like I said, it was just for me to be personal, but I was hoping that it got big, but not like it is now. But it turned out for the good, so I'm happy. But that's why I have this radio station for free for everybody, to help people so people can get heard out there. Because anywhere, anybody go, any city, any state, go to the main radio stations that's running that city, and they're going to hit you for hella money just to get your a couple spins on the radio. And you won't even be on regular rotation. See what I'm saying? They'll play it a couple hours, you know, once or twice, maybe three times, depending on how many spots you pay for, 5 to 10 spots. And then after that, it's like you're just a ghost. And hopefully people catch on to your music and hear it at the times that they play it. So us, we give you the opportunity to do it for free. See what I'm saying? We ain't got to sit here and charge nobody. We could, but why? Why? You know, I understand that's more money in our pocket, but why? You know, just really tell me, why charge for every little thing? I know everybody out there listening, I know they're thinking the same way. We're tired of being charged for every single thing we do in life. you're tired of being charged for gas, food, everything, clothes. Every time you're trying to get something, you turn around, some more money out of your pocket. You wish one day something will come for free. Well, this is that day. You got free radio airplay, free promotion on the radio station. Put them on Blast Radio. And everybody out there listening from the 106 and Parks and everybody, all of them, the Fox 40 News, Good Day Sacramento, all of them, all them commercials on TV that be mixing in. I know how the industry is. Like they say, people don't, how they say it, people don't steal, they borrow or something, some shit like that, you know, only the greatest steal or something, and they make it all big. So I see famous people, I hear famous people, and I hear people talking. I'm not saying nobody's stealing our lingo or words or anything, but the way it's being presented is damn near in the same word for word for word for word. See what I'm saying? So that let me know not to get mad, just to get happy, because people like them is listening and paying attention, and they like what we're saying. So they're using certain things. So instead of giving us acknowledgement for the good deeds that we're trying to do, they rather just try to strip it and take it and say, you're nothing, you're a nobody, but I'm going to take your talent from you and use it and run with it. See what I'm saying? Which is not right, which make people not want to do music, because you record a song, you put it out there, do your all, and then here comes somebody and they come and take your music from you. They come stripping from you. What? Why you, I like that. You got something
to say? Yeah, I'm looking at Crazy Mogul Abuna. There's something wrong with it. Because I say like this, whatever you believe in or whatever God gave you, can't nobody take it from you. Nothing on this earth belongs to nobody. It belongs to God. So whatever you think belongs to you, you need to dig again. You're not going to do it.
But like I said, I know where my point is. I don't know what she's talking about, people. But my point is made. And I'm saying what I'm saying. I don't like nobody to take what I'm saying and turn around. That's why I say when I speak, I have to speak in detail. Because detail makes the difference. And if I don't speak in detail, people will sit there and take what I say and turn it into what they want, and I don't like that, and I don't appreciate that. And that's what will tick me off, because that's one of my pet peeves. And I'm just trying to let everybody know. That's why it's called Put Them on Blast Radio. And that's what we do, is put everybody on blast. I don't give a damn. This whole world will get put on blast, messing with me. I try to be nice to everybody. I try to let everybody speak their piece and speak their mind. But all that, no. See what I'm saying? But I just want everybody to be successful in their lifetime. That's all I ask. So I'm saying this God-devil stuff is really real, but I choose personally not to get too involved into that religious field. You know, like put all my energy on it, because to me, that's a lot of stress. That's a burden that we really cannot really personally take. So I prefer not to put all my energy in that field, and I'd rather put it into a field where I know I can help somebody and it'll make me feel good at the same time to help somebody. So that's why
well,
I'm in
like
the
said,
field that
I'm
in.
Huh? Like you said, two different ballgames. Hey, let's put them on blast. Music industry discussion. You know what I mean? If we was blasting on the devil, we'll bang on Satan and all his troopers and followers. You know what I mean? This show is about blasties and blasting DJs and fake R&B singers and promoters, janky promoters and pimp-slapping managers and, you know what I'm saying, and advising youth to do right and get their paperwork copywritten. The music industry discussion, you know what I'm saying? Put them on blast. We'll sit here and debate all day.
On this show right here and really just have it made, and people be like, oh, they're on there fighting. Oh, you know, we're not fighting an argument. We just having a discussion that we just, on certain issues, we just think differently on a little bit. See what I'm saying? So in life, people have to expect that. That's why you have to know how to talk to somebody like a grown-up, so that way it don't lead into stuff real, real bad. See what I'm saying? So that's why we try to talk it out. You know, people sit up and watch, what's that, the state of the state, the stuff that come on TV. You know, they be on there arguing all the time, talking about the president and all the stuff that's going on. See what I'm saying? But we not taking it to that extreme But it's just, we just trying to keep it real with the people and the public to let them know this is Put 'Em On Blast Radio. There's no, you know, it's not edited, none of that. It's raw and uncut. It is what it is. It's live. You, what you hear is what you get, and whatever's whatever. And we talk about music, and we promote for everybody, and we show nothing but love. But if people if people out there don't want to support us, fuck them. I don't give a damn. And I'm just going to say it. I don't
All the homies out there on Twitter, we got homies on Twitter following us right now. Put them on Blast Radio, you know what I'm saying? Follow Madman on Twitter, follow Crazy Mo on Twitter. We on Twitter right now and Facebook. Shout out to everybody that's down with us. And put everybody up on Blast who ain't down.
That's what's up. Shout out to everybody that's following us. And I'm going to make this fan base build even bigger because I see what is what. So since I see what I see out there in the world and how people is picking and snatching and stealing and grabbing and twisting things and lying and putting rumors and doing little things, I'm going to change the whole thing around and I'm going to show them. I'm going to give them something to talk about. See what I'm saying? I just never liked it to go that route with people, but now I see I'm just going to have to give them what they want and I'm just going to go raw with them, and it's raw and uncut and it is what it is, and I just don't even care no more. See what I'm saying? I got love for everybody, but I just don't care no more. I just got to keep it real, and it's not that I don't care in no bad way. It's just I'm just sick of all the negativity and all this badness going around within our own culture and within this hip-hop industry and the whole entertainment industry. You know, I'm just sick and tired of it. It's too much. And I'm sick of
haters,
man.
That's why they say you got to be gangster and humble at the same time, because the music industry makes you lose your mind. And a lot of things that's surrounding us, we got to be strong, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to be strong, man. It all starts with us, ourselves, then our black queens, and our children. Then we step out the door, we bang on the music industry, crash the world, because they don't know that Madman and Crazy Hood, Crazy Mo, we from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on the blue team. Crazy Mo grew up on the red team. We gangsters coming together, watching this, doing this black man style first, Malcolm X style, live on the radio, pool banging, put them on blast on people, coming together, uniting, West Coast stand up. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's how it's supposed to be. That's why a person like you met No Face at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards down in Southern Cali. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, a person like No Face, see, he's the type of individual who people would attract to. You know, they like a magnet, because he stands out. He's different from everybody else. He has his own style, his own physique. See what I'm saying? But people like us, if that was like us, we couldn't just stand out, even though we would stand out, but we wouldn't be able to stand out like he would. See, No Face comes, he got his, you know, he got his bow, he got all black, he dressed nice, suit, big, married to the game, pinky ring, you know, big old diamond bling ring, you know, it's all good. But a person like us, we couldn't do that because of the simple fact it would be drama. It'd be like whatever. And it's like it's harder to attract somebody. If I stood next to No Face, who would you walk up to first? If you didn't know, if you never met No Face and you never met me, this is just as hypothetically speaking to anybody that's listening. If you walked up to both of us at the same time, guarantee I know what you're going to say. I know what everybody in this world is going to say. Who would you walk up to first? Would you walk up to me? Or would you walk up to No Face and see, because the way he is and the way I look, you see how I look, and you see how he looks, who would you walk up to first if you didn't know us? Who would you walk up to first? What would be more attractive to you, meaning who would draw your attention?
That's crazy that you said that. They're going to walk up to him because he got the big afro with his face covered. They're going to be like, who is this cat? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Is he a Raider fan or what?
Yeah. Now, that's my point. Now, I'm not saying nothing toward him. That's why I said hypothetically speaking. I'm just trying to make a point to everybody out there. That's just how people are when it comes to picking and choosing their favorite artist or whoever they want to put money behind to make them a celebrity. And everybody else, they don't support, so they won't support you as an artist, no matter where you are. But other artists, in the world, they will support for whatever personal reasons people have. You know what I'm saying? People will support you because, oh, I'll support her because she got blonde hair and it's crinkly, you know, or she got whatever it may be. You know, she got a big old bubble booty, look like a peach, perfect peach. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be, people in their mind have their own reason on why they support an artist or a certain individual, why they're willing to spend their money. Like, people are willing to sit back for hours and days in the rain and in the snow just to sit out and camp outside to go buy a $600 iPhone or a $600 iPad or any of that. See what I'm saying? Which don't make sense. Which don't make sense, but you got local artists out here that got talent, and when they walk up on you, you say, oh, yeah, you cool, man. I heard of you before. You sound good. Okay, well, won't you support me, man? Won't you buy one of these CDs for a couple dollars, you know, about $5, $10, a little bit less? Oh, I can't do it, but you go sit over there for hours and go spend $600 to $1,000 on an iPhone that you're going to just use for a couple of months, because every 3 months or every 4 months, every quarter, they come out with a new phone, a new iPad. And you're going to go down there and spend more money and buy it. See what I'm saying? It's like you waste some money on electronics that's going to build up in your house instead of supporting the local artists on the music that you listen to in your Dr. Dre headphones, on your iPod, whatever. You're listening to these artists, but you won't support them. You'd rather go down with you, you know, get for free.
Or themselves,
your friend. What'd you say?
I was like, or they won't even support themselves. They're ready to spend $600 on an iPhone, like you said, instead of renting a club for $300, bring 300 people in there at $5 and make a quick 15. They ain't in the flipping no more, in the spending and tripping. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it just don't make sense to me. You know, that's why I say lack of support. Lack of support.
Yeah, the game used to be about coming up. You know what I'm saying? We would get you. The game was started off for me. With records and cassettes. We would run to Hollywood, spend $100, get 100 cassettes, go to the street, sell them, the mixtapes in school, on the street, K-Day radio station. We would follow Dr. Dre, whatever, IT, NWA doing their shows. We'd be in the back trying to sell our cassette tapes. Well, many other artists all the way from Oakland. Everybody was selling mixtapes, two shows,
right,
like King. Everybody was doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right after Trump. Where did it turn?
Huh?
Where did it go bad? See what I'm saying? Where did it go from selling out the trunk, getting all your money, to being where you just stuck in contracts with different record companies and you feeling like a prostitute on the street because the record company, like Ice Cube say, the record company is the pimp and the artist is the hoe, because the artist is out on stage performing around the world up and down all night, and they got to sign CDs and do all this in-store and all this extra shit, while the record company sits back and just collects the money and just point their finger like, do this, do that, do this, which is true. But where did it make that turn at, from selling your stuff out the trunk when everybody was happy to being unhappy where you got to be stuck in a contract for 2, 3 years, 4 years, and you got to make so many albums, and they got to be done by a certain time? Where did the industry make a change at?
I kind of feel like the hustle game, selling dope or whatever. Brothers making millions, and they couldn't tax it, so they figured out a way to lock you up, if they can't get in it on the taxes. With the underground selling tapes, can't get no money in on it. They want to either lock you up, cut you down, make you get your paperwork, all this thing straight, and all this and all that, and all that, right? So people bootlegging now, you know what I mean? But the game been changed. You say where it started at. I won't blame nobody, but they got these big people in high places that kidnap artists with voices, / comedians, actors, rappers, singers, football players. It could be the / like I said, people in high places come over and mess people's career up, and they'd be like, look, I take 50 Cent for an example. 50 Cent was making millions of dollars out of Trump, banging G-Unit, and doing what they were doing. And all of a sudden, people in high places saw this, and they was like, look, we'll give you a couple extra dollars more than what you're making, and we'll let you sit back, and we'll do all the work for you. So this person that never had no money, like a 50, he had money on the streets, but not like this. He's like, okay, look, this cat's going to break me off big, I'm going to take it. But see, he didn't know it was a plan. See, me and 50 and you, Black men in America,
we are targeted. We don't have the chance to focus. We inside the box. We don't get a chance that much to sit outside the box and look in. They do. They get up every morning, go to a corporate office, sit down at the table, and they say, okay, this week the Raiders is going to play the Broncos. We're going to have Peyton Manning sell this many tickets for this and this and that. Same thing with the music industry. So we're going to have 50 and Eminem perform at the Palladium, and we're going to have this many people come to the show. We're going to make this X amount of dollars. Yeah, we're going to have them on the radio, this, 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 that. We're going to give them giveaways. They're using these artists, and the artists are just like, yeah, we on the radio. Yeah, we live. Come out to our show. Yeah, woo, we get money. But they ain't looking at the big picture that they've been kidnapped. They're not promoting out the trunk no more when you get to the concert. Artists that's out there trying to sell, getting harassed, getting locked up because they're trying to just push a little flyers. Haters driving by in the little city, jumping out their truck, snatching the flyers off the pole. You know what I'm saying? So it's a back to what we were saying earlier, where we hating on each other, where it's hard to sell out the trunk, you know what I'm saying, because these big people didn't kidnap these, and that these artists sit still, and they don't know that their voice been taken away like a Tyler Perry. He made these plays that had black messages in there for our people to come up. Even though he was wearing dresses and the people didn't like that, he still had these messages in there. So they took him away from that, and they got him doing acting roles now. So now his plays are getting played lesser, so the message gets lesser heard. So now Tyler Perry game is kidnapped too. So we're looking for the next voice in the industry, wherever it could come from, whoever it may be. You know what I'm saying? People be laughing at me when I say that Obama and Bow Wow is major faces in America. They're like, Bow Wow, he's just a kid. Yeah, he a kid, but he a grown man, 25 years old. He the face on BET. You know what I'm saying? Even though we could have anybody else, but, you know, they could have anybody else, but, you know, us black folks, man, we got to understand one thing, you know, in this music industry, man. We target it. You need to be focused on what you're trying to do to be successful and don't let nobody, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. And that's real talk. And I just want to tell everybody, I thank everybody for tuning in to the show. You know, we finna end it. We only got a couple of minutes left. But, you know, next time, you know, I wish the show was a little bit longer, but we finna be on mainstream. Keep on following us. And keep on being patient. It just takes time. It's a process. I only get so many slots, and I got to do what I got to do. But when the time comes, I will make some new flyers and show everybody and let everybody know. So we'll be live, mainstream, and on the Internet at nighttime at 9 o'clock p.m. every night like always. But otherwise, it'll be in the daytime on mainstream. And if you ever in Sacramento, slide on through. It's all good and it's all love. And, man, we salute you for tuning in every Thursday faithfully. It's all good. It's all love. And I just want to tell everybody, be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We all need to unite, and we all need to support each other. No matter where you are, support your local artists. No matter where you are on this planet, and start loving more. See what I'm saying? Stop being mad so much and start loving more. See what I'm saying? And it's all good. And shout out to everybody out there, you know, that's been tuning in. Like I said, just hit us up, facebook.com, put them on blast radio at gmail.com. Just type in put them on blast radio at gmail, and it's all good. Or type in crazy mo, crazy with a K, mo with no E, blood vino. Or type in Kimmy Simone, KIMMYSIMONE, and on Google, and you'll find her everywhere. Everywhere I am, you see her. Everywhere she is, you see me. It's all good. We're a team. It's all good. And is there any last words, man? And you got like a minute before we out.
Yeah, man. I like to shout out, put him on blast, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone. You know what I mean? The big homie Mad, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there on the coast, Dirty South, East Coast, up north, all across the world that tune in, down with us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's down with the Mad UNG. Hit us up. Google Madman UNG Records. Follow me on Twitter, UNG Radio Station, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Berry Station Lady for holding me down. We had a major show today. It was wild, you know what I'm saying? I got some artists coming your way, Crazy Mo, man. Let's get them up. You know what I mean? The music industry discussion every Thursday night. Keep following us, y'all.
That's what's up.
Man, 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 man. Sexy
Amen.
Very sexy lady. And everybody out there that's listening, we love y'all. Be safe. You know.
And we are. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. Until next time, we signing off. And we out.